Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. Just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today and really learning how to hear your Holy Spirit and walk in Him so that she can obey you more perfectly and know your will, that she has a honest, realistic understanding of what that journey is going to look like, and has a humble heart that depends entirely upon your power and the vine to endure all the way until the end so she can bear fruit for your glory. I ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33, book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how dangerous things can get, okay, and the need to hear the Holy Spirit so you can walk in Him more perfectly, okay? And going through the parable of the sower and just getting a good depiction, okay, of some resistance that you're going to be seeing, okay, and some snares and things like that that you want to avoid, okay? Talking about the parable of the sower, the second group, okay? Matthew chapter 13, verse 21, it says, "Yet he hath not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended." Okay, so oftentimes I will hear Christians talk about wanting to hear the Holy Spirit. You know, they read the Bible and they hear Him talking to certain people or things like that, and they want to hear the Holy Spirit. And they go, "Well, how does that work? What does it sound like?" You know what I mean? They have a lot of questions, okay? And they want to hear Him. And then starting to hear Him, okay, at first, always with the kingdom of heaven, you'll get something started, okay? And we'll talk about that other parable too, okay? It talks about a piece of corn going under the ground and then dying, okay, and then coming back up. So you have a start, okay, but then for a season, and it'll go well, but then you have to start to be ready. Okay, I'm starting to hear Him. This is going well. I've got a rough road ahead, okay? Like it says in the scripture. Let's talk about tribulation, okay? You have to understand, okay, that hearing the Holy Spirit is a good thing. It's going to be a necessary thing. You're going to need to know Him and hear Him clearly so that you can get through judgment, because you're going to need to know what He wants you to do, okay? But along the process you're just going to have a hard time. Let me just put it that way, okay? You need to know that, okay? Both in persecution and tribulation, because you have to understand, let's start even with your very self, okay? Jesus says, if ye being evil, okay, know how to give your children good gifts, how much more does your Father in heaven, okay? And that's the book of Luke. We're evil. So let's just even begin here with ourselves, okay? You're going to have tribulation. Initially, you're going to be happy, okay? And you're going to enjoy it and it's going to bear fruit. But you're going to hit that point, okay, where what He wants you to do and what He's telling you is not what you're going to want to do. You need to know that that's just going to be a fact at a certain point, okay? Because of your sin nature, you're not going to like His instructions, okay? And at that point, okay, once again, you need to abide in the vine every day, because sometimes a person won't even know that this is taking place, okay? Depending on the nature and character of their hearts, okay? If they're prone to self-deception and lying to themselves and making excuses, the Holy Spirit will be talking to them, and then that tribulation, which comes from just your very self, even your own sin nature, okay, will arise and resist it, okay, and start saying, "Well, that doesn't sound like something that I want to do. So maybe that's just not Him." And you're wrong. It is Him, okay? In all honesty, that's oftentimes a good indication that it is Him, is when your flesh doesn't like it, okay? And so what you need to do is you need to be abiding in that vine, okay, every single day, because what will happen is you'll have that clarity to where you're hearing Him, okay, and your flesh will rise up and it will resist Him, okay, but the Holy Spirit and their scriptures and your reading and your time in prayer will bring about that clarity, okay, but it's so this place is just so deceptive and so dark, okay? And our own nature is just... Our own nature itself, okay, is just so deceptive that if you're not cleaving to that vine every day, that something like this type of tribulation can start to happen and you won't even know it until you've lied to yourself and made excuses and now you've fallen off and you're not continuing on this journey the way that you need to be, okay? You're just in a place of deception where you're listening to something else, your own mind, and then you even forget about it, okay? And it just fizzles right out. Just like the parable of the sower says, okay? You look back and you say, I don't know what happened, okay? So your whole plan needs to be abiding in that vine because he will fix it. He will clarify. He will straighten you out. But your whole plan needs to be that vine, okay? I'll go ahead and leave it there for today, Father. I just ask for a sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day abounding in the Spirit and glorifying your Son. I ask all these prayers you find in Jesus' name. Amen.